Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay from Aquarian Insight. And yes, I know I haven't recorded one of these for a while, right? It's been kind of going on in my head, this kind of little conversation that I've been having. Yes, I've been going down rabbit holes as usual. And so I thought I'd share it. And that's what this has always been. I know for some people treat it like a podcast. And I don't think I'm kind of cool enough to be doing podcasts like everyone else, or regular enough, or committed enough. This is just an extra place for where I post things about my journey or answer people's questions. You know, if I get the same question a lot from different people, I'll talk about it here because obviously it's something that they want to discuss, right? So I'm happy to do that here. But the reason I'm here recording this today, yes, I've been going down some rabbit holes recently, the last few days. I'm recording this on the 3rd of January. It's a Thursday afternoon as I record this. And I guess the seed for this, the idea for this talk came about from something that I said, during the live outro. You know, if you watched it on YouTube, it was that kind of goodbye 2018, hello 2019 one. I think we got into a conversation about age and people's ages, you know, how we judge people by their age, and it kind of, we judge people by lots of things, the clothes they wear, their skin color, religious beliefs, where they live, all this kind of stuff. And something that I said was, don't judge me for the things that I have no control over, basically my skin color, the way that I look, even my voice. Judge me for my choices. So not my voice, but how I choose to use my voice. And, you know, actually, we shouldn't be judging anyone anyway, but it seems ridiculous to me. And I don't mean even in a bad way. If you like someone because of something that they have no control over, that doesn't make sense to me. And I kind of went down a rabbit hole with that conversation. It kind of stayed with me. It got me thinking about my stance or where I stand on choices, on free will and all this kind of stuff. Because something I realized during that conversation, I'm very big on choices and free will. You guys know that. Everything that I do is about empowering people. But I don't really remember the last time I made a choice or exercised my free will. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that I've just become like a robot or something, and I just kind of, I'm programmed and I do whatever the hell I'm doing. But I kind of feel like it's gotten to the point now where I exercise my choices and free will to such an extent that I don't actually make choices or exercise free will. It's become, let me put it this way. I feel like I'm just confusing it even more. It's gone from being a conscious choice or decision, looking at options, what's available to me, I do believe that I'm exercising my free will and making choices, but it's become sort of automatic, unconscious. I don't think about these things anymore. I'm very much in tune with my own vibration, my own path, what I'm doing, and I don't feel out of sorts. I don't actually get that thing of options. So I know that might sound confusing. Bear with me. I'm going to try to explain it. One of the reasons I haven't recorded one of these for so long is, and I kind of talked about this, I think, in the last few ones as well, that it's almost like words fail me. I'm trying to explain concepts and things that I'm feeling and experiencing and seeing, and yet the words aren't there to try to explain it. Even for someone like me, who I talk so much and I'm always trying to convey ideas and messages and all that, there's certain things, and maybe it's because it's my own journey. It's not me looking at someone else. You know, they say the onlooker sees most of the game. It's not me looking at someone else and saying, oh, well, yeah, that's going on. It's because I'm experiencing it, right? So maybe that's where the difficulties of me understanding it and then conveying what I'm understanding. But I've always been one of those people that I can always kind of unpack ideas and what I'm thinking about by talking about it. I'm a big believer in having conversations and talking about things. So who knows? This might make things clearer for me. But in thinking about this choices and free will thing, now, not everyone believes in free will. Let's talk about that for a moment. Not everyone believes in free will. And I don't just mean, you know, people out on the street or who aren't spiritual or who don't. No, I'm talking about people within the spiritual community. I'm talking about people who practice tarot, who practice astrology, who practice all of this stuff. I'm talking about people, quantum physicists. I've heard a quantum physicist say that there's no such thing as free will. Fair enough. There may be no such thing as free will. So let's have a look at that. Imagine you're one of those people and your stance is there is no free will. We'll take the extreme stance on this. We'll look at the extreme idea of this. So there's no free will. Everything has been dictated either by a god, either by the universe, either by whatever this web. I always think it is a part of a web, right? We're part of this web. So nothing is random. Nothing happens by chance. None of that, right? Everything that you do, me sat here right now talking about this, it's been pre-written. There's a script that I'm following. I don't know what the script is, but I'm following it. And I can't go off that script. Think about if you've ever seen any of those movies about time travel. You know, when people go back in time to try to change something and destiny kind of reasserts itself because you can't change destiny that easily. Some people believe that about their lives. Fair enough. Let's look at the opposite end of this. The opposite end is that nothing is written. Nothing is written. There's no prescribed path. There's nothing. Everything depends on you, on, you know, what you say, what you do, what you choose. You, in fact, I've heard some people say there's nothing exists outside of yourself. Now, I have to admit I'm somewhere in the middle of these two. And I think the issue comes because we try to understand it from a human viewpoint. Now, bear with me. I know we're all humans, right? So how else are we going to try to understand it? We're going to try to understand it from a human viewpoint. But how can we understand it from a human viewpoint? We're not talking about things as human beings. We're limited in the way that we can experience this reality. We have concepts like time. We have concepts like, you know, physicality and distance and choices. And we have our thoughts and we have our feelings and we have all of this stuff that makes up our experience. Now, I think where people get lost on this concept of free will and choices, because I think that in and of itself is not understood. So I want to talk about how I understand it, or how I have my understanding of free will and choices and all of this kind of stuff. It's always changing as well. It's always changing. It's growing. It's deepening. And it was very interesting to me. Like I said, when I had that thought of, hang on a second, when was the last time you exercised your free will? When was the last time you actually made a choice? Now, I believe I exercise free will and make choices every single day, but I don't do it consciously. So have a look at yourselves. Like, this is, or I'll talk about me. I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth or project anything. And hey, it's cool. I've had people talk to me about this kind of stuff for the last 10, 15, 20 years, and I never understood it. If someone had said to me, hey, I don't make choices or I don't need to, I would think, oh my God, like, are you even alive? How can you go through life? How disempowered? And yet in my life, I feel the most empowered that I've ever felt, because nobody else is making my choices for me. I'm not doing anything that I don't want to do. I'm not doing anything that's dictated to me by anyone else. And so it is very empowering. It's very liberating. It's a kind of freedom that I don't think I've ever experienced in my life. That's what, how I'm feeling now. And that's why I want to share it, because so many people come to me wanting freedom, wanting empowerment, wanting to feel just, I walk around blissed out a lot of the time just with my life. And trust me, it's not because I'm a millionaire. It's not because I have an amazing relationship. It's not because I have a beautiful home. It's not none of these things. In fact, from a year ago, if you go back and listen to what I was recording on this a year ago, I'm doing exactly the same thing. I'm still doing the same videos, readings, everything's the same. And yet I've changed. I've changed in the way that I look at things. And I guess a lot of it is giving up control, which sounds strange, right? Because when we're talking about making choices and we're talking about exercising free will and not giving up our power, it's one of those things that makes you think, well, you know, it's like being in control all the time, like the emperor or the chariot or something like that. Like, this is what I'm going to do. This is, and I guess I've been more in like a hanged man kind of place. Now, I firmly believe that to get to where I am now, I had to go through this place of understanding that I have choices and understanding that I have free will. But where I've gotten to now is I believe that everything that happens in my life, everything that happens from, you know, I don't know, everything from the person who cuts me off in the street, from the person that leaves me the shitty comment, whatever, I have chosen it. I've chosen it. Now, what I don't do, and I guess what I used to do, is go to the blame game. The first time I heard of this concept, and I think that was back in 1995, you know, that we create whatever we're doing and all of this kind of stuff, I went to a place of blame, that I wouldn't do this to myself. And the first guilt, right? How could I do this to myself? It's all my own fault. I need to police my thoughts. I need to police this. I need to police that. Police, not please. Police this, right? And then I went to a place of when I couldn't fix it, when everything was still shit and it was getting even more shit. And I was getting more and more ill actually at that time, within the years after that, 5 or 6 years after that. I started thinking about, blaming myself. You know, I was blaming myself that this is all my fault. Why would I do this to myself? I must be the shittest person in the world. I'm a fuck up as a person that, you know, look at me destroying my life. And that is a lot of the comments that I see now. I see comments still to this day, people saying, how did I manifest this? Like something crappy happened, or something happened to my car, something happened to someone in my family, something happened to my home, something happened to my job, work, my relationship. Why did I do this to myself? Because they see it as a bad thing. So I guess this is the coming together. And you might think, well, Jay, you've talked about all of these things before. I have. But this is what I mean. There's no kind of end solution to anything. It's just a depth of understanding, a deepening understanding that we have, that I have of what's going on with me. So first of all, I absolutely believe this, that I choose everything that happens to me. And like I said, the difficulty there is that we as human beings think, well, a choice means I actively point at that and say, yeah, I'll have that. I'll have that one. I want this one. I want that one. But what is that active aspect? What is the human aspect of you? What is that human aspect of you? It's the ego, right? It's the ego. It's the ego that's making that choice. Then I went through this phase of, well, okay, if I'm choosing this, why am I choosing it? So I fully took it on. I fully took it on that, yeah, okay, I'm choosing everything. This difficult relationship, this narcissist that came into my life. And I'm not projecting it, guys. I'm talking about, I had gone through this for years. It took me years to go through this. I'm explaining it from my point of view. I'm not blaming you. No matter, you know, because whenever I say this to people, the first thing that comes up is I was abused, or I was treated this way, or, you know, this happened to me, this person did this to me. You know, the nastiest, shittiest things that come up. It's impossible. And I don't suggest that you try to incorporate what I'm talking about where you are right now, because you'll blame yourself. You'll go for that blame and that guilt. I mean, you can if you want to, if you're ready to face those demons and go there. But that's not what I'm talking about. So listen to the end of this before you get your back up and get all triggered and thinking, well, I didn't pick that asshole, or I didn't pick this shitty thing to happen. I didn't pick that person to cheat on me or whatever. You didn't. Not in that sense, you didn't. So we'll talk about something shitty that happened to me, all right? And so it didn't happen recently. It was a while back. But I had a friend who, it turned out, wasn't actually my friend. And there was a lot of lying and deception and stuff that came out from that. Now, I'm not going to lie, that brought up a lot of trust issues for me, a lot of stuff about my boundaries, a lot of that. But if I hadn't been on the journey that I've been on, if I came into this fresh and someone said to me, hey, you know, you chose that. That was your free will. You chose that. I'd be like, fuck off. I would not choose an arsehole like that to be in my life. I was kind. I was loving. I was straightforward. I spoke my truth. I made things clear where we stood. That, why would I attract that? And yes, the conscious part of me, the human part of me, the alert part of me, the observer part, the one that's there, the one that's talking right now, you know, the main human aspect, the ego, did not choose that. Did not choose that. And I'm completely getting that I sound like I'm someone that has like multiple personality disorder or something. But bear with me. So we have that aspect of ourselves, the ego self, right? The one that wants to look good, the one that says, I am this, I am, you know, good looking or successful, or I want this money, or that ego self, right? And there's nothing wrong with ego. I want to be clear on this. I talked about this a little bit in my live stream as well. I don't see the ego as something to be dropped. I don't see that. It's our concept of ourselves. It's our idea of ourselves, right? And I think it was Capricorn that got the card when I pulled the Power of Surrender Oracle cards. And I think they got something to do with the ego. Surrender the ego. Surrendering the ego, you cannot totally drop your ego. That does not mean that, you know, because you'd lose your concept of yourself. I wouldn't be Jay. I wouldn't be a tarot card reader. I wouldn't, you know, that whole idea of ego is that I'm the daughter. I'm a sister. You know, I'm a friend. I'm a teacher. I'm a tarot reader. All of these things, they're all my, that's ego, right? Who I am. But it's what we identify ourselves with. Like, so some people, they need that relationship, that they don't feel like anything. They get their worth, their self-worth, their ego image from a relationship. Some people from how much money they have in the bank. Some people from how big their muscles are. Look how far I can run. Look how much I can lift. That is where we kind of go wrong. When we identify with that, when that is all we are, that is the ego self. Now, if you function solely from that ego self And it's that ego self that wants the choices, right? I pick this person. Why can I not date this person? Or, I got ill and I got the flu and I haven't worked out for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And, you know, my muscle, that when you feel upset about those things, that's the ego self reacting. Now, to put that in context, the ego self is going to have those reactions, is going to have those thoughts, because it's the ego self is protecting the image. It's the, well, I don't do this, or I'm not this, or that's my pride, that's my anger, that's my jealousy. And those are emotions that are coming in now, right? So we have all these different aspects of ourselves. And I guess what I had to kind of give up, and I don't have to, it just kind of happened. And that's why I'm kind of paused now, kind of looking at this thinking, wow, when did that happen? I don't even know when it happened. It kind of happened, I think it happened over the last year, but I'm only kind of fully realizing it now. And I think, actually, you know what? I think I realized it over Christmas. So let me just kind of step away from that for a moment. Let me go on a tangent and explain to you where this kind of realization came from. Yes, it was the seed of this talk came about from that thing about choices that I talked about in the live stream. But over Christmas, I took 3 days off, and I hadn't in the last two and just over 2 years. I haven't taken 3 days off in a row. It's just, I haven't done it. And so the 3 days off that I took, a lot of that is because I had this idea that, you know, I work too much. I spend too much time working. I'm online a lot. I don't get out of the house enough. I don't spend time with the people that I love enough. And, you know, this thing of that I should be doing something else. I should be doing these things. And don't get me wrong, I loved spending time with my family. That was a positive, actually, that I got to spend time with my family that I don't usually get to spend. But something that I realized is that I'm happy doing whatever I'm doing. All that time that I spend working, or, you know, I get to play. Trust me, guys. And so there was that. That was that notion of the 3 days. When I came back after the 3 days, I was really tired. And I was thinking, hang on a second. I'm never get that tired when I'm working every day. And I work really long hours, guys. You know, I do a lot. I don't get that tired. And I was exhausted. After those 3 days. And I think a lot of it was not doing anything. I think when I'm doing stuff that, when you get inspired, when you're playing, when you're enjoying, when you're laughing, when you're talking, when you're doing all of these things that I get to do every day, it lifts your spirit. It lifts my spirit. It lifts my energy. So I enjoy it. So that's one thing. And I thought, well, hang on, why have I got this list of things then that I think I should be doing when I'm okay? I'm good doing what I'm doing. So there was that. And then, from my live streams that I've been doing, or when I've been popping up on my Instagram story, I've had friends contact me saying that, oh my God, you just look like you're glowing. One of my friends, she sent me a message saying that, wow, she goes, you just look joyful. You just look joyful, like just chilled out and joyful. And That is what my life is. Now you might be thinking, what the hell has that got to do with free will and choices and good on you, Jay. Great that your life is so great. But what the fuck does that got to do with me? One of the reasons I think that I am so joyful and I just show up and I'm so chilled out. I mean, after that talk that we had, the goodbye 2018, hello 2019 message that I put out there, at the end of it, I really thought, did I even say anything serious? Because it was just a talk. It was really like me sitting down with my sisters or my friends, or, you know, just chatting and, you know, shooting the breeze. And I loved it. I loved it so much. But it wasn't serious and it didn't feel serious at all. It was just totally chilled out. And I've realized that I've started to come at everything like that. Why? Because I don't make choices and I don't exercise my free will consciously, which I am exercising my choices and exercising my free will. And see, this is where I'm kind of having problems conveying this. And I hope that you're keeping up and I hope this makes sense. I'm not saying it's your fault if you don't understand this. I get it. It's taken me a few days to kind of go down this rabbit hole and think, okay, well, you know, I don't make choices. And I am so liberated. I feel so free because I'm freed of having to make choices all the time. Now, why is that? Why do I feel that way? It's because I don't want anything. I don't want anything. That's the ego. The ego says I want, right? The ego is saying, oh, you know, you can call it your ego. You can call it your head, your heart, your feelings, your whatever it is, that human desire. And you're not wrong for wanting stuff. There have been times in my life when I've wanted things. There's no wrong thing there. You're not doing something wrong if you desire or you want something. But where I am in my life right now is that anything that shows up, anything, and I keep saying this, anything that shows up. So we're talking good stuff, bad stuff, whatever. It's the same. It's the same to me. I don't see a difference. Think about it. When we want to choose something, it's because that is good and that is bad, right? Think about it. I want something that's good. I want to feel happy. I don't want to feel sad. I want something that's going to make me feel loved, not hated. You know, that energy. But they're the same. They're the same thing. And what do I mean by that? You know, and yeah, you know, if you're going to come up and say to me, well, Jay, what do you mean? You'd rather get slapped across the face than you would a hug. No, of course I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to get slapped across the face. But the thing is, I'm not, all right, it's not, I don't push anything away and I don't pull anything towards me. Anything that comes up, and I do react to it in that way. If someone came and slapped me across the face, trust me, I'm not any kind of saintly figure. I'm not going to stand there smiling at them. I would be like, what the fuck was that? You know, I will react to it, but I will react to it when it happens. So let me go back to this push-pull thing. And I think that's it. That's the key thing here. Think about all the things that you push away. You push away negative people. You push away critics. You push away toxic people. You push away whatever. We push it away, right? Any unpleasant feeling, anything that pulls us out of anything like that, we push it away. And we pull things towards us. You know, people that we love, money, things that inspire us, the work that we do, whatever. Those are things that we pull towards us. And I guess what's changed within me is I don't have a push or pull thing anymore. There's nothing that I really want to pull towards me, but there's nothing that I want to push away from me. So when I say I don't want anything, what does that mean? It means I also don't not want anything. Let me say that again. When I say I don't want anything, I'm also where I am is that I don't not want it. So imagine, you know, I might not be looking for a relationship, but if someone comes up to me, presents themselves, there's nothing to say that I wouldn't want to be in that relationship, but I'm going to take it as it comes. Right now, where I am, I'm good with what's going on. The same with finances. You know, I don't want more money, but would I say no to earning more money? No, I would not. And this is a difficult one. I know, I get it. Because a lot of people have this issue of, how do I not want what I want? You know, what the hell? I want this stuff. And which is why I encourage you, go and achieve it. Go and achieve whatever it is that you want to do. Go and get that relationship. Go and take the steps to get that job. Make the money. Do all of this stuff. I did it. I got to this point by doing all of that. And I realized that, you know, none of that stuff fully satisfied me. Why is it that the Ten of Cups, forget the Ten of Cups, the Major Arcana, everything, it's a cycle. If there was ever a destination that, you know, when we got to it, we're just perfectly fulfilled and happy and we're never going to want for anything ever again, that is called death. That is called death. We hit that spot when we die. And so I'm in this kind of ever-changing state. And I want to be clear here. I am not happy every single day. But my happy days are the same as my sad days for me. It's just different weather for me. One day it's sunny, one day it's raining, but I'm still me, right? It's not going to change who I am. It doesn't change the way I deal with my life. It doesn't change how I show up. You know, I'm still me. And I got to this place by really fully spending time with myself, knowing who I am, knowing what I want, going for what I want, taking the steps that I want. I do firmly believe, and I've talked about this before as well, that, you know, when we push something away, or when we pull something towards us, the vibration is the same. So whether you hate something, like despise it, or whether you love something, like you adore this thing, it's the same. It's having the same effect on you. It's taking, you know, your energy to kind of pull it towards you or to push it away. I haven't manifested, and you know, talking about manifestation, law of attraction, this is where a lot of this comes in, right? We've got, and I talked about this, if you saw my talk with Rootwave, I kind of mentioned a little bit of this and that, because I've been thinking about this for a while now. If you saw my Instagram story a few weeks ago, I was clearing out, it was around Christmas time, I was clearing out my tarot decks, having a look at what I had and just reorganizing them. And I found a list, and it's actually right here, let me just grab it. So about, oh gosh, I don't even remember when it was. Maybe 2 years ago, it was two years ago. 2 years ago, there was this kind of manifestation ritual that the Peace Dealer did, right? So, and I thought, oh, this looks interesting. And it was around the Capricorn new moon. So yeah, it was literally, it was 2 years ago, almost exactly. And So what I did was I kind of did that, and it was like a 33-day ritual or something like that. And I remember the first day I did it all, and it's on his YouTube channel if you want to go check it out. He's got this still up there if you want to do this. And, you know, don't feel like you shouldn't do it. Please understand that. I'm just telling you where I am. There are people that hit where I am now 10 years ago. There's no race. We are all exactly where we need to be. I'm not more advanced than anyone. I'm not behind anyone. I'm just where I am. Same with you. If you want to manifest, great. I can still help you with that, and I will still give you information on that, because that is a stepping stone on your journey. That is part of this. So don't feel like you're doing anything wrong, because you're not. But I had put down stuff about like relationship stuff then. I was still kind of very caught up with my ex at that time, trying to figure that out. I was exploring my own potential as a person. So I've got all this kind of stuff written down. And what happened was, I think it was like 3 or 4 days into that, I had, because of everything that I was feeling, and I was sitting and meditating, and I was going through all of this stuff and the things that I was understanding, something just clicked within me that, hang on a second, why do I want these things when everything that I need comes to me anyway? Everything that I need comes to me. It's whether I learn the lessons or not. That's that ego part of me, the human part of me, which we all have, which is like, nah, don't like it, or yeah, I love it, I want more of this, right? And that is an important part of us. That's what guides us and lets us know where we're going. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that part of me is happy with everything that comes up. That part of me now is like, okay, this is fine. Oh, okay, this person cheated on me. Well, okay, so why is that happening? Like, you know, that's it, treats everything the same. Oh, I just won the lottery. Okay, so, you know, it's just a stepping stone. It treats everything like a stepping stone. So I think that was when I stopped wanting. And I still kind of toyed with the idea of manifestation, this, that, and the other. And I have, you know, I've talked about it before. I'm one of those people that I've manifested everything on my want list, which is why I encourage you to do it. Everyone can do that. Encourage you to go after what is on your manifestation list, because it changes you. That journey of trying to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve, of trying to get what you want to get, it changes you. And what changes you the most is when you get everything and you're still not satisfied, because that wasn't the issue anyway. Now, when there's very little new stuff coming in, I'm not really getting anything new. And, you know, that's going to change, because I'm thinking about what else I should do. I've been toying with different ways, you know, different things that I want to do, but there's nothing that I really want or don't want. That's kind of where I am right now. And that's what's so liberating. I've lost that push-pull. I just am. Think about it as a pendulum, you know, if the pendulum just is, it just sits there, it just hangs there. But when you pull at something, it goes the other way. When you push at something, it goes the other way. That's tension. That requires effort to do that. Now, why was it so important for me to understand this? Or why has this been so liberating for me, right? It's this, because there is no lack. There's no lack in my life. But I want you to understand that to do this, I had to listen to my heart. I had to, you know, make my peace with tarot and all this stuff that I'm doing. I had problems there. You know, now it's just, I love it. It's a game, not a game, but I get to play. That's what it feels like. That's the best way to do it. You know, the sun card, that's how I feel my life is right now, where there's the potential for anything to happen. You know, there's no way, my life is not perfect by any means, but it's cool. Even in that imperfection, there's perfection. And trust me, if this version of me had talked to the me of even a year ago, 2 years ago, I would piss myself off. So if you're getting annoyed listening to me, I totally hear you. I've gotten annoyed with people that have talked to me about this shit before. But you're not there until you're there. And all of it is a part of that, right? You might have already gone through this. And you're like, well, screw that, Jay. I already did that. And you know, guess what? I now have, and I might be, who knows, next month, a month from now, I might be that person who wants, like, I want this, or I've set myself this goal or whatever. But December for me was really about taking stock of the journey. And you know, I told everyone, like, write an epilogue for 2018. And I would say this, I think the latter half of 2018, I did on autopilot almost. You know, I was looking at my life through the eyes of the old me, because I hadn't realized how much I had changed. And it was like, it was in December that I realized, wow, a lot has changed here. I didn't wish people a happy new year. Why? Because happy anything, all right, you know, a happy new year, what does that mean? You know, everyone's like, I wish you happiness and prosperity and all of this kind of stuff. And I'm okay if I'm not happy this year. You know, it's not going to change. It's going to be an amazing year. It's going to be an amazing year for me, even if starting from today, there's nothing but hardship and sorrow for me this year. That's perfect. That's perfect. And I know I sound insane. I know I sound insane, but that's me. That's me. I've embraced every part of me. Every part of me is me. The happy me, the sad me, the enlightened me, the ignorant me, the toxic me, the obnoxious me. And trust me, all of these things exist. And they are all part of me, and they're all part of the perfection and imperfection that I am. And I guess it was inevitable that this was going to happen, because I have been doing the whole kind of duality thing for a while now. First, it was like, I don't believe in good or bad. But then I was like, hang on a second, good and bad both exist. What I actually mean is that both of them exist together. Both of them exist together. No push pull. I don't have this push pull anymore. And I swear, trust me, I know it's been going on for a while with me. And some of you have noticed this going on for a while for me. I didn't see it. But the realization of what that means for me personally is that I understand now that I don't want anything because I don't not want anything. All right, let's look at it this way. And this is what I mean about it's difficult to convey this concept. You know how I say, I love you. I love you. I say that to everyone. I say, I love you. And I do. I love you. Every single person out there, you know, my family, my friends, I love them. But I love everyone in a way that I also don't care. I don't care. And that sounds harsh, right? Because you're thinking, what? How the fuck can you love everyone if you don't care? I don't think about that. What does it mean when you care? It means you're emotionally invested in something. It means you're emotionally invested. I love people, and I love, say, well, I take my friends and family, because it's easy to say I love you. It isn't. I really do mean it. But my friends and family, I love them because, you know, they're a joy for me. They're an experience for me. They push my buttons, or they make me angry, or they give me hugs and they're sweet to me. You know, all of that. I love them for all of that because they're this great addition to my life. So I love them for that. But I don't care because I don't care what they do. I don't care whatever they're doing. They're on their own path. If they say no to me, I don't care. If they say yes to me, I don't care. You know, I used to have this big thing of like, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me. I don't even give a shit about that anymore. You know, I just, okay. But I'm not that I will do now what people tell me to do, but who the hell is anyone to tell me what to do? They're just expressing. I've started to hear people telling me what to do as an I statement as well. And so that's what I mean when I say I love everyone, but I also don't care about them. And I know that's a weird way to put it, and I'm putting it that way on purpose because it sounds contradictory, but it works together. It works together. So let's put it this way. If we think about, oh God, I'm trying to think of someone. All right, well, think about this. There's someone from my past, and I love him very much. I absolutely love him. You know, amazing person, changed everything about my life. Great. Love this guy. But the love in and of itself is enough. And when I say I don't care about him, that means whatever he does, whether he speaks to me, doesn't speak to me, whether he's in my life, not in my life, whether he wants to marry me, whether he spits on my grave or whatever, right? I don't care about those things. They don't change anything. Do you see what I mean? The love is still there. The rest of it can also still be there. Because I think when we care, we're either pushing it away or we're pulling it towards us. That's what caring means, right? People have turned caring into that we're sweet and we're kind and we're polite. No, it's not that. That's not what caring is. You know, I appreciate people and I love people, but I don't care what they do because they can't change who I am. They can't shift my pendulum, right? It's going to hang there. They can't push it out of alignment. They can't affect any of that. And anything that they do to me, you know, whether they're spitting in my face, like I said, or whether they are hugging me and, you know, all of the rest of that, that is still, I still love them for that, you know, because they're still a part of my journey. Anyone that I come across is a part of my journey. Now, you might be thinking, how the hell? We've gone a bit of a ways away from choices and free will, right? But we haven't, because that's the whole point. Because I'm in this state of how I am, I just am, right? Don't want anything, don't hate anything, like, you know, I'm good. I don't want anything. I don't not want anything. There is no choice to make. That's what I mean. Take your choices and free will to such a level that there is no choice to make. There is no free will to exercise. Think about that. Think about that for a moment. And I understand there's a lot to this. And, you know, if you have questions about this or you want me to explain something a bit more, please ask, you know, because it's sometimes difficult for me to know what to explain it because it's automatic. It's like breathing, you know, I can't explain how I breathe. I just do. And that's what I mean about the choices and free will thing. It's at first when we're trying to exercise our choices, exercise our free will, it feels like it's like trying to, okay, I need to kind of breathe in now. All right. And then, okay, what do I do next? Oh, okay. I exhale now, let it out like that. That's what a lot of us do, but it's so natural to us. It's so natural to us. And if using that example of breathing, that's what we do all the time. We're breathing. But then that ego self, the human self that I keep talking about, that's the one that says, oh my God, this wind it's cold. And oh my God, shouldn't you breathe a little bit deeply? Or what are you doing holding your breath? Hold your, oh my God, no. We need to let that breath out. Like it's that critical kind of commentary that's going on. Whereas if we just go with the flow, with whatever comes up. And a lot of this, I've gotten to this point by looking at everything that happens in my life as it just is. It just is. Good days, bad days, love, hate, hugs, you know, things to be grateful for, things to despise, all of this stuff. They're not any of those things anymore. It's like they've lost the edges. Everything's kind of become blurred together. Everything looks about the same. Everything has the same value to me in my life. And, you know, it's sometimes tempting for me to just say, it's a thing. It's just a thing, or it's okay. Trust me on this, you know. I think that's why it's taken me so long to kind of understand that I do this, is because mentally there's a part of me, and you know, we have that mental part, the wisecracking little part of us in our heads that is like, we should want stuff, right? We should want stuff. We should have goals. We should be doing this, but should. Who says? It's like me and my 3 days off. I should take time off work, but why? If work isn't work and it feels like play, then I'm having fun every day. And why is it fun? It's fun because it's not fun. Now, like I said to you, when I had people talk to me about this kind of stuff, about not having expectations, not having hopes, not having aspirations, not having fears, not having doubts. And I just thought, are you even alive? Are you even alive? How can you not have those things? And what I've realized is that I do have those things. There's things that kind of frighten me, but even that, I went from, right, this is how I went. Let's talk about fears. I went from fears stopping me from doing things. Like, you know, I'm not doing that. That's frightening. I don't want to do that. I went to the opposite, to explore the opposite end of that, which is if it frightens me, I'm going to run after it. You know, if it frightens me, I'm going to run towards it. So I did that. Now it's almost as if something comes up, I don't know. I don't even know what could frighten me at this point. But if something came up and I did get that sense of fear, there's no push or there's no pull. I don't want to go towards it. I don't want to push it away. It just is. It just is. And I can't plan ahead for it. I will see how I feel in the moment and I will do whatever feels right. Now, the thing is, when you consistently honor yourself, and that's what I did. Now, it was conscious at first. I had to consciously honor myself. What is right for me? What do I feel about this? What do I think about this? And I guess maybe that's what I'm saying, is that it's become second nature now. I do it automatically without thinking. But it took a long time of me consciously doing it to now, you know, unconsciously do it. Now, somebody might say to me, but then Jay, you made that choice to take 3 days off, which I did. But my ego self was the one that was kind of pushing that, you know, pushing to do this and all the rest of it. It doesn't make a difference to me. Like, you know, if I had stayed working, every day just feels the same, guys. And I know that sounds boring, but it isn't. I don't know how to explain it to you. It doesn't even feel like I have a comfort zone anymore. It's almost as if, I don't know, like, you know, if you've got a fear of public speaking, or I didn't used to like being in my videos, and it's like, I don't like anything or I don't dislike anything right now. I'll just do it. If I want it, it's like, oh, okay, I'll do that. Like, you know, oh, okay, I'll do that. It's so chilled out, that the way that I approach everything now. And I don't honestly know where that comes from. I just think it's practice. All I can say is that every step of this journey has led me to where I am. And it's going to change, you know. Something could happen. I could have a tower moment, which I don't even mind tower moments. If the whole of 2019 for me is tower moment after tower moment after tower moment, then that's what it is. That will be what happens. You know, if you might have heard me give this example before, where I've talked about life being like being on a ship, and I actually got it from, that Tom Stoppard play, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. I remember I read that a long time ago when I was in college. And this idea has always stayed with me about that this is what life is like. So if you think about it, life is like being on a cruise liner, on a ship, right? So we're on that ship. Now, we don't decide what ports it stops at. We don't decide what the weather will be like. We don't know what other people will be on that ship. We don't know if it's going to spend 6 days in that port or if it's going to spend 6 hours in that port. We don't know. We don't control those things. And that's what I mean when there's I have this kind of a bit of both free will and, you know, if it's fated or destined or whatever. There are things that are going to come up in our lives. Even if every single person has absolute free will over their life, right? Our free will is going to be affected by other people's free will. So we can't control them. So you can't control every aspect of life. So that the things that we can't control, I see them as that ship, as that cruise liner. Now, if you're on that cruise liner, you get to decide whether are you going to go and eat the all-you-can-eat buffet? Are you going to go hang out in the karaoke lounge? Are you going to go and, you know, are you staff on there? Are you there helping other people? Are you one of the, I don't know what you call them, the cabin crew kind of people, you know, the people that help other people? Are you going to go sunbathe on the deck? Are you going to go for a swim? What is it that you're doing there? Do you have a luxury suite? Do you have a cabin at the bottom? And I kind of think that where I am on that boat right now is whether I'm the maid making the beds, whether I'm the person in the, I don't know, deluxe cabin right at the top of the ship who has their own deck and, you know, has paid the biggest ticket. They're both the same. The experience is the same for me. The experience is the same. Why? Why would it be the same? Because I don't change. I don't change no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm changing the linens or whether I'm eating like a 9-course meal, you know, at the captain's table. The experience, it doesn't sway me one way or the other, because the me that is experiencing that situation is me. And that's why I was pushing so hard in 2018 for everyone to get to know themselves. Because when you get to know yourself, the situation is always the same, because you're always in that situation. It's you. You keep yourself safe. You keep yourself warm. You keep yourself whatever it is that you want. And because you are aware of all your emotions, you can make yourself feel whatever you want. And it sounds delusional. I get it. But I don't even try to make myself feel other stuff. Like, you know, it's not like I'm in an uncomfortable situation. It's like, quick, go to your happy place. I don't need to do that. I can just sit there in that situation and be like, okay, well, this is happening. This is still me. I still know who I am. I'm not reacting to the external truth. And in that sense, there's no choice to be made and there's no free will to be exercised. Because I'm starting to get this sense of, especially reading people's comments and having these conversations more and more, that when we say, this is my choice, right? This is my choice. It's because we think there's something to choose. But who's choosing? Who is choosing? Who is the one exercising that free will? And when we make that choice, and if you have choices and you want to make them, please go ahead and make them. For me, I've not consciously decided not to make a decision. I just don't feel a choice needs to be made in any situation. I just go through it, whatever comes up. Like I said, there's no push and there's no pull right now. That might change. And trust me, I'll do one of these and say, hey, guess what, guys? I had a push-pull situation where, you know, I wanted this person or I didn't want this person. One of the ways I think it has come up for me a lot is, and it's one of the last things, and I think I made my peace with this and that's what changed everything, is I'm single, right? So I haven't been in a relationship for a while. And even that for the longest time was a conscious decision. Like, I don't want to be with anyone. I have my defenses up. I don't want to get hurt again. You know, all of this kind of stuff. I had that. And before that, I was going through the, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be with someone. I feel alone or I feel whatever. And I just want to experience my life with someone and blah, blah, blah. But now I have love. I feel love all the time, right? So it's almost like anything that comes up, it's good or it's not bad or it's bad and it's not good. Now it's all of those things at once. It just is. And I hope I'm not belaboring this point, because I just hope I'm getting it across, because I know it sounds bizarre. Trust me, I was going through it in my head and I was thinking, hang on a second, what is this stuff that's happening with me? And that's what I realized. I haven't been making choices and I haven't been exercising my free will consciously. But I guess I am. And that's bigger stuff. Like, I've talked about this before, you know, and are we a reflection of what goes on around us, which we are a lot of the time, right? That's where that comes from. It's a reaction to what's going on around us, pushing something towards us, you know, pushing something away from us or pulling something towards us. But what does that indicate? What does that indicate? It's almost like when we push it away, so I don't want this to be a part of my experience. I don't want it to affect me or to change me, but it can't. It can sweep past you. It can sweep over you. Now, when we pull something towards us, there's a sense of something in me is lacking. Something in me is lacking. I need this to come. I don't think there's anything in me that's lacking. Trust me. And I know I come across as a narcissist, right? They're saying that I'm perfect. But no, what we think of as narcissists are people that don't have power and they're trying to take power from other people. So let's not get that twisted, right? But I want you to think of it this way. I'm not pulling anything towards me because I do feel complete. In any given moment, I feel complete. I'm not pushing anything away from me because it can't change me. I know who I am. I know what I am. It doesn't affect that reality of who I am. In fact, whatever comes towards me, it's just going to show me more of who I am. I'm just going to become more of who I am. So why would I push it away? And also, you know, if something does come towards me, so I don't know, if my warrior shows up and asks to marry me, or someone offers me a job that, you know, I truly want, or I decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to start doing extra readings or start doing whatever. I know that seems like a choice, but it isn't. The way things have been happening, it just feels so natural, because the choice element comes from the ego. That's where we decide, well, I like this or I don't like this, or this feels good or it doesn't feel good. And I think I've lost that element. I've lost that element. And you know what? For a while, I thought, does that make me less human? Because that's very human, right? And it's almost like, no, that's just become part of the narrative. It doesn't stand out. I kind of feel like every aspect of me, and I've talked about this so many times, that, you know, there's a whole team within me. And it's that whole team plays nice with each other now. They work well together. The ego says his piece, you know, and it's funny how I say his piece, right? Or, you know, the heart speaks her bit, the mind has its bit, but everything kind of works together and it's almost white noise now. White noise. It's not pushing or pulling at everything. And because that team is working so well together, it can do anything, it can encounter anything, it can go anywhere, it can say anything. When we feel like it's a choice, why is it a choice? It's because we have consequences from that choice that we either want to deal with or we don't want to deal with. But when you will deal with anything, when it's not good, bad, ugly, when no matter what comes your way, it just is, then you're going to do anything. It's not a choice. Whatever you get presented with, you'll just try it. And that's kind of what I do. I will try it. I have people that, you know, they offer me things or they do whatever and I don't even overthink it. You know, I just look at it and it's not even a choice. I don't even know how to explain it. I just don't feel like I've been making choices or been exercising my free will. Not in a conscious way. That's the only way I keep saying it. And I'm sorry, I'm going to stop there because I keep saying the same thing now and I'm repeating myself. But that's a little bit of where I am. And it's cool. If you think that's completely an alien concept to you, like I said, I used to think that was an alien concept to me. If you're going through something similar, I would love to hear from you. I always think it's interesting to hear about other people's journeys. And, you know, it won't change how I see my life, or it might change how I see my life. I don't know. I can't say that, right? It just is. It just is. Anyway, thanks for listening to that. And I hope it made sense. If you're sitting there scratching your head or like, Jay, you just gave me a headache. It is what it is, right? That's all I can say. It is what it is. I will be doing more of these. All right. We're talking about free will. We're talking about choices. These last few days, I've had almost, this is the way I can put it. It's like there's a door, right? And the door is where the messages come from. So whether they come through the tarot or, you know, a talk like this or whatever it is. And it's almost as if there are bags and bags and bags and sacks of messages that have been left at the other side of the door for me to deliver as a messenger. And it's fun. You know, it's cool. I will do it. I don't feel any way about that. I don't feel like, oh shit, why? And in the past, I used to be like, oh fuck, why do I have to do this? Why is it my job to do this? And now it's like, okay, so it is. It is that, right? That's all it is. I will leave you on that note. I love you guys very much. Keep an eye out because I've got a feeling I'm going to be posting a reading on my YouTube channel. It's a different kind of reading, but I've been kind of mulling it over for the last 2 days, not to decide whether to do it or not, just trying to fully understand what it is that I'm going to be doing. I still don't know, but you know me, I'll just wing it. That's why I think I wing it so much. I'm always saying I'll just wing it because I don't have a preconceived kind of plan or notion of what I'm getting into. Like I said, I love you guys very much. I will speak to you all next time, but that's all for now. Goodbye.